Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and we are still talking about honoring your parents in, can you embarrass somebody in public to make them do the right thing? So we'll say a blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, still in your Shalmi Peah. Still in chapter 1, still on Mishnah 1. This goes on for quite some time. I mean, as you can hear, it's just page after glorious page. We're on 782 in the Schottenstein. So we're right in the middle of this story where Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yannai are kind of debating whether you can force someone to support his parents. And if he refuses, can you embarrass the son in public in order to make him do the right thing? Now, I'm sure you know that in general, embarrassing someone in public is akin to murder. So it's actually kind of radical that they would suggest that you are allowed to embarrass somebody this way. But, you know, Judaism is always about getting the most of what you value in any situation. So we have competing values. Don't embarrass people in public versus a son who can afford it auto-support his dad. So we're trying to get as much of both of those things as we can, but if we're going to sacrifice one, this discussion is implying we're going to sacrifice a little bit of the don't embarrass somebody in public. One could argue, of course, that the person who could afford to honor his father or take care of his dad, and he's not doing it, has already embarrassed himself in public, so it's not so terrible. All right, so here we go. Chazar bei Rabbi Yonatan. So Rabbi Yonatan then walks it back, and he says, okay, we're not allowed to embarrass him in public. And he then starts teaching Rabbi Yonai's view. Okay. Ata Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonatan, so we're getting back again to Rabbi Yonatan, Shekofin et haben mazun et ha'av, we can force the son to feed the father. Amar Rabbi Yosei Barabi Bun, so Rabbi Yosei, son of Rabbi Boon, says, Halavai havon kol shmuata beririn li kahada. Would that all the things that I learn, all these reliable traditions, be as clear to me as this one, Shekofinet ben lazunet ha'av, that we can force the son to feed his father. So in other words, you don't have to resort to embarrassing him in public. You can just slap him with a fine and make him do it. And that ends the discussion of honoring parents. That's it. So it ends with that very strong statement that if you don't, you can force the kid to support the dad if he has the money. You don't have to even wait to just go embarrass them. You can force them to do it. Because now we go on to the next statement in our Mishnah. Okay? Ugemilut chasadim and deeds of loving kindness. Just let me walk back one little second. I want you to note how we never really got off topic. If you go back and listen to all of these, what you're going to see is honoring parents, and then we really basically stuck to that topic through
all these pages of Gemara. Why am I making such heavy weather of this? Because in Bavli, man, you can be, they can go down a rabbit trail and you'll be down that rabbit trail for page after glorious page. I mean, it may be okay, but you're not going to find out what the sages think about your Mishnah. I mean, you may really go off track. And the Yerushalmi does not tend to go off the rails in that way. It really does stick to commenting on the Mishnah. So, just one of the things I love, love, love about this Talmud. So now we're going to learn about bestowing, doing deeds of loving kindness. Dichtiv rodef tzedaka v'chesed yimtzachayim tzedach v'chavod. All right, because it is written, here again, Proverbs 21:21, one who pursues charity, tzedaka, and kindness, chesed, will find life and charity and honor. And so now they're going to parse that verse, kavod ba'olam hazeh, honor in this world, v'chayim ba'olam haba, and life in the world to come. Oh my, we're getting to an embarrassing story. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak hava nasiv b'yishivata v'hava mekales kumay kalah. Kalaya. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak would take a myrtle branch and some variants of the text say a cedar branch, and he would dance before the bride. Now, oh God. All right. In the Midrash, we learn that the Lulav and Etrog are each representative of a patriarch and a matriarch. The myrtle branch is representative of Jacob and Leah, because just as the myrtle branch is crowded with leaves, so they were crowded with children. And it turns out that in many other settings, the myrtle branch is a fertility wand. Okay? As in, like a wand, as in Harry Potter, okay? So, this dance that he is doing in front of the bride is either suggestive or actually an incantation or an invocation of the fertility spirits. So, it's not just a juggling act. I know that can be a little uncomfortable when we think about a sage doing this and he's dancing in front of the bride. And if it's a cedar branch, oh, God, it's even more suggestive. You go look up what a cedar branch looks like. Oh, my. It's going to get tough here. V'hava Rabbi Ze'era Kamele, and when Rabbi Ze'era, remember Rabbi Ze'era, our nice, shy, righteous Rabbi Ze'era. So when Rabbi Ze'era would see him doing this, Umitamar Minkumoy, he would hide away. He was just blushing so badly he just couldn't handle it. So, all right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.